Now, the second in our series of conversations about favorite summer songs. And by that, we mean songs not necessarily about summer, but connected in our minds with a summertime memory. Today, we're going to hear from writer Ann Patchett. She's the author of novels including The Patron Saint of Liars, Bel Canto, and Run. She joins us from Nashville. And Ann, you have offered to share with us what you call a deeply humiliating story about your choice for the Song of Summer.
Yeah, I don't really want to say that this is my favorite summer song, but
Okay,
this is
noted.
the song that I think of when I think of summer. It came up last weekend. I was at a party for my neighborhood. I was sitting with a whole bunch of people, some that I knew and some that I didn't. We were talking about Michael Jackson. And I said, well, even if you didn't like his later stuff, everybody loved the Jackson 5. I only listened to the Jackson 5 when I was a kid. And then I said, I mean, that great song, One Bad Apple, that was my favorite song when I was a kid. And a woman that I was talking to leaned across and said, Osmonds. And I knew that what had happened was over the years, I convinced myself that I didn't listen to the Osmonds. I listened to the Jackson 5 because now I know that the Jackson 5 were really cool and the Osmonds were not cool at all. But I was a white Catholic kid living in rural Middle Tennessee, and we only listened to the Osmonds and we worshiped them.
You can sort of tell why you would be confused thinking this is a Jackson 5 song. Because listen. That must be Donnie. It could be Michael Jackson.
It's absolutely that.
Oh!
Yeah, it's very Michael.
Well, you should feel a little bit better here, and I'm going to tell you why. I was looking this song up, and there's a website called Song Facts, and it says that the song was written by George Jackson out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, written with the Jackson 5 in mind, and sounding
but they
very...
they passed on it!
Well, who knows, but it does sound very much like a Jackson 5 record. And in fact, I was playing this in my office, and somebody walked by and said, oh, I love listening to Michael Jackson. I've been noticing you, baby, for a long, long time. I'm not ashamed to tell the world that you really messed up my mind. Now, where would you have been when you were listening to this song back in 1971?
I would have been out in Ashland City, Tennessee, on River Road, in the middle of nowhere. During the summer, my sister Heather and my two stepsisters all stuck out on this farm all summer with nothing to do. With the extra 18 hours in our day, we spent that time dialing the radio station. It would be busy and busy and busy, and when we finally got through, all four of us would hold the phone up and we would scream One Bad Apple in hopes that the radio station would play the song, because we didn't have a record player. It was the only way we got to hear the song, and then we would just wait by the radio for them to play it.
Well, Ann Patchett, thanks for being brave enough to expose your deep humiliation about the song One Bad Apple.
Yeah, I'm not going to be listening to the radio today. Go to me, you're like a dream come
true. I'd rather hurt myself than to ever hurt. It's the writer Ann Patchett explaining why One Bad Apple, performed by the Osmonds, is her song of summer. You can see video of the Osmond brothers, white jumpsuits and all, at npr.org. And while you're there, you can send us your favorite summer song memories. I don't care what they say. I don't care
what you heard now. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.